Part 2. Performance Multipliers. 5. Performance Multiplier Number 1. Business Partner. A COO of a facilities management company was ready to sign a contract for Jack's organization to provide all the cleaning solutions and paper products for their janitorial service teams. In this and the following stories, Jack and Jill will alternate as principals. They are a conglomerate of past professionals that we have worked with. It was a huge contract for Jack. That facilities management company serviced more than 100 office complexes in the Northeast. Jack had been wooing them for months and was eager to get that signature on the dotted line. But there was a hitch. The COO was flying out that evening, heading to Asia to source equipment. Jack knew how easy it would be to source cleaning solutions and paper products while there, too. He had to meet with the COO before the flight took off and get that contract signed. The hitch? Unfortunately, Jack had a board meeting that night for a philanthropic nonprofit in his community. They were discussing the year-end gala fundraiser, and Jack was to lead the presentation and strategic plan. Additionally, throughout the meeting, he was sure there would be plenty of discussion he'd need to follow up on during the next meeting, not to mention action items assigned to him. If only Jack could split himself in two. If only he had a trusted business partner who could faithfully represent him at the board meeting. That would be ideal. Who could do that, though? The board had nothing to do with his company, directly at least, so asking one of his direct reports to attend on his behalf was out of the question. It would be completely outside of their job description. However, there was Steph, his EA. She understood why this particular nonprofit was close to his heart. She'd been CC'd on all of the emails Jack had sent to the committee expressing his concerns. She'd even completed some research for him regarding expenditures for one of their other fundraisers, as well as helping him create the PowerPoint presentation about the gala. She was the perfect person to sit in on the meeting. Jack sent a note to the board chair letting her know his dilemma. He asked if he could send his assistant to do his presentation, take notes, and collect action items for him. The board chair agreed. In the end, Jack not only won the contract, but Steph's presentation was met with no objections. The gala went off without a hitch. Taking on this kind of stand-in role is just one way EAs can serve as a busy executive's business partner. There are a multitude of other ways, too, as long as the principal is open to the concept. But first, perhaps, we should set some parameters around the term business partner. Your EA as business partner. Rest assured, we're not suggesting you should sell half your company and divvy up the profits with your executive assistant. Instead, we are suggesting you look at your executive assistant as someone who shares your concerns about your company, who knows how you think, and is loyal to representing your vision. If you can perceive your assistant through that lens, you'll discover a variety of ways you can team with your EA and have them take on some of the responsibilities a business partner would handle. One way you can empower your executive assistant to be your business partner is to equip them with the background and information necessary so they can sit in for you at board meetings, fundraising functions, and even the occasional team meeting. Of course, they will not make decisions for you, but they can be your eyes, ears, and sometimes your mouth so that you can make the decisions when you are able. Another way an EA can serve as a business partner is that they are often the perfect person to bounce ideas off of. Not only do they understand what needs to happen to meet your objectives, but they also have their own perspective. Remember that mine of information they brought to your company from their previous employers? Also, they are likely more in the trenches with your team than you, and can see how things will impact the company and your direct reports in ways that you, perhaps, cannot. So when it comes to things like making decisions about options for a new logo or wording on a mission statement, get their honest opinion, as you would your business partners. The fact that your EA may be closer to your team than you allows them to be that business partner who runs interference for you too. No matter how well you run your organization, sometimes stuff happens. CEOs will commit to something internally, like an employee event. The head of HR is excited about it and gets the entire team energized to put on the event. But then, at the last minute, the CEO has to cancel because of some other more pressing issue. Sure, the HR director understands why the event has to be canceled, but he is still crushed. He spent 3 months working around the schedule for this event only to have it ripped out from under him. His whole team is upset, and other employees are noticing. The CEO's EA will feel that attitudinal temperature and is in a position to go to the CEO with not only the situation at hand, but also potential solutions to alleviate it. Again, as a business partner would do, the EA can come to the CEO with answers instead of more questions or problems. And finally, as a business partner, your EA can populate your LinkedIn page or company Facebook page with information for you. You may want to pre-approve the posts for a while to be sure they are saying exactly what you want to say or are sharing articles you want shared. Similarly, they can monitor your online reviews, and should any negative ones come in, they can bring them to your attention and offer a solution. Benefits. One of the reasons why EAs can easily step in as a business partner is because they have a front row seat to how you run your business. So they can, in effect, be your mini-me to a certain extent. Their ESP superpower gives them an advantage when it comes to helping you make decisions. In addition to knowing where you stand and how you think, their opinion is colored from a different lens, one that you will not have access to, being a fly on the wall to witness everything going on behind the scenes in your company. Your EA will know the true temperature of how the staff is feeling about a project, or how the employee morale is overall. They are at the water cooler and in the break room with your team members on a regular basis. They see all, they hear all. They are seen by team members as one of us, so they will be privy to issues that you may never be exposed to. Being in such a catbird seat, they can keep you clued in about what is going on behind the scenes. How do your employees really feel about the new benefits package? Do you want to find out during the exit interviews in a mass exodus? Or do you want your EA to feel you valued their opinion enough that they can alert you to the grumbling in the company before it's too late? Their translation superpower allows them to run interference or soften your approach when need be, as Steph experienced firsthand. She has a principal who has weekly calls with everyone on her small team. During those calls, she tends to rapid-fire delegate tasks to the various team members who will often have a couple dozen tasks assigned to them by the time they hang up. One of the team members is very intimidated by the executive and will agree to manage all of the assigned tasks, but then after the call, when Steph follows up with him, she frequently finds he's almost on a window ledge from the stress. He can't possibly do everything he said he would. So, knowing what her principal is most interested in and wants done, she'll triage his task list to ensure he accomplishes the most important tasks. Then, she'll go back to her principal, and after ensuring she understood the priorities correctly, will explain the team is at capacity and that they may need to contract out some of the work or reprioritize when things need to get done. In other words, she acts as a business partner, mediating between the other partner and the team. As a business partner, your EA can also serve as an invaluable course corrector. With their ESP superpower, they always have their eyes on what's coming next, what is around the bend, and what is down the road. Because of that, when they realize you've been sidetracked by an unexpected curveball in a project and subsequently have not made as much progress on another project's goals, they can nudge you to course correct. Finally, for smaller businesses in particular, your EA can step into your role and keep the train running should you need to step away due to a health or family emergency. Of course, in larger businesses, a COO or a VP will most likely fill your shoes while you are away. However, your EA will be the person your temporary replacement leans on to find files, to explain the significance of particular people they'll have meetings with, or to let them know what stage various projects are at. Like a business partner, your EA will have that information at the ready and be able to advise how you would prefer actions be taken. Empowering your EA business partner. There are a couple of different approaches you can take when it comes to empowering your EA to work like a business partner. But underlying both of them is the need for clear communication. They can feel confident taking a literal seat at the table in meetings and other functions only if you clearly detail how you want to be represented and set boundaries around what they can and cannot do. For example, Jack's assistant gave a specific presentation, took notes, and built out a task list for him. If he knew there were certain types of tasks he wanted no part of, for example, being on the auditing committee, he would make that clear to her. Likewise, if there are particular people he would prefer not to collaborate with one-on-one in a task, then she should know that as well so as not to volunteer him for those. When not taking your place, but more simply answering questions or running interference the way a business partner would, a different level of communication is required. That level is an unspoken one, where you show others the nature of your EA's position. To do that, bring your EA into meetings with your direct reports and other contacts. Make sure they see the two of you are almost joined at the hip, so they feel comfortable approaching your EA with a question or concern, knowing it will either be relayed to you or they may already have the answer from you. Similarly, bringing your EAs to help you work the room at events is almost the equivalent of being in two places at once. People at those events will recognize that your EA is significant enough in the company that they can speak to them about subjects that may or may not be of interest to you without wasting your time. Again, having your EA speak for you is only effective if they have a complete understanding of what your goals are, what kind of projects you want to be involved in, and any other preferences you have. That's why we suggest including your EA in your goal setting for the company. What are you shooting for over the next 6 months? What are your expectations of particular teams? Is your company distracted from its North Star? If so, how far off are you? And what do you need to do to get back on track? Make your EA part of your annual meetings when you set up the goals for the next 4 quarters. Keeping them abreast of all the company's endeavors will provide them with invaluable insight for if and when it becomes time to course correct. If you don't have the bandwidth to focus on each and every project, but your EA knows what is supposed to happen and when, it's very possible they can lighten your load and take ownership of that project. Similarly, for those emergency situations when you may need to be absent from the office for an extended period of time, your EA can only help the COO or VP who substitutes for you if they know how you are running the show, who your key players are, how it's going so far, and what your expectations are. We recognize it can be hard for principals to lean into thinking about their EAs as business partners. It all goes back to trusting that your EA will follow through and take their responsibilities to heart. Yes, all sorts of negative consequences can occur if your trust is not deserving. They can steal your information, they can spend on your credit card, etc. However, if you have done your due diligence in the hiring phase, the odds of that happening are slim. And if you take the time to make your EA prove to you they deserve that trust, you are only losing time you could be benefiting from their service as a business partner. Meanwhile, a top-level EA will only step into that role knowing your trust in them is already in place, and they will do whatever they can to encourage their principal to feel confident they will represent them at the highest level possible in all interactions. We suggest you trust first, right out of the gate, and then pull back if necessary, as opposed to spending time building trust. If you do need to pull back, have a conversation about why that happened and make a change if need be. When you put your trust in your EA, the rest of your world will see that and put their trust in them too. They will be viewed as someone who is extremely valued by you and will be treated accordingly.